بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. As you remember, we were talking about self-building, and just to have a review, short review on what we discussed before. So again, I remind you the table of content, and let's have a just review on the discussion that we had. We talked about the relation between soul and body, and we said that as far as we are anxious, we worried about our body, so it is fair to say that at least we have to worry about the soul at the same level. This is at least. And as you remember, we said that the main part of our body, of our existence, or maybe it is not to say that the main part, the main existence that we have, when we say we, it means that our soul, and the body is just one tool, one mean for our soul. So it is fair to say that we have to worry about the our soul. We talked about the plan for future, and the plan for spiritual future, that if you remember, we said that the recommendation that we can grasp from the Islamic teachings is to be the best. And again, if you remember, we said that it's not possible for us to be the best. If it was possible for us to say that, okay, we're going to be the best, so it means that we're going to be the Allah, because Allah is the best. The best existence in the whole existence. So it is better to be the to be closer to the best. And we talked also about the field of study. And if again you remember, I hope, we talk about the spiritual study and the topic of to know about ourselves, to study about ourselves. That is, we call it self-cognition. And to explain this, we said that by self-cognition we mean to know about our start point, about the perfection, the perfect point that we have to reach to that if we want. And when we know about the perfect point, so it means that we can distinguish our situation toward that. How far are we from that point, or maybe how close we are, about the way of this perfection, to how we can go through that point, and what is the end of our life. Do we have any end or no? And if it is, so what is that? Let's say here, just shortly, that we can be in a way not to have an end. It means that when we go through Allah, and Allah is endless. Remember that we said that the difference between soul and body is that the body is going to be perished, but the soul is forever. But this forever has two meanings. The one meaning is that the existence of soul is forever. But where and in what situation this soul can be close to Allah, it would be indallah. And so it is forever with God, and it can be continued the life, for example, God forbidden, in hell. And this is another meaning of forever. So we have to know about our end point again during our spiritual study of ourselves. Okay, I think it's enough just to remember the last the previous discussion that we had. And I hope it was useful also for those who participated in this class today. The new discussion that we have today is very strange, and is that, how are you? How are you? This is, maybe we can hear it times and times, I don't know, 100 times every day with our friends, in class, here and there, in market. Are you okay? And you may say, yes, I'm fine. And if there was a problem, God forbid, for you, that, for example, yesterday you were sick, you had some illness, and you say that, okay, today I'm better, alhamdulillah. My question is that we use these words. How are you? And you say, I'm better, I'm fine, okay. And we use these words every time, and for sure we mean by that physically. Or let's say that sometimes we use it psychologically, that maybe you are not in a good mood, but today alhamdulillah is better, so it means that I'm better. And you maybe write a letter to your parent, to your mom, to your dad. Okay, first you started, hope you are fine, or how are you? And if you ask me, so I'm here, is good, the situation is good, I'm fine, I'm okay. They use these words, and mostly, I don't remember, at least for myself, but probably you had it before, but I don't remember that when I asked my friend that, how are you? I'm asking him that, for example, how are you spiritually? I don't ask him that, okay, I remember you, that you were complaining that, okay, I used to say, tell lie, and today I'm asking him that, how are you? That, are you better? Did you try to put it away and start not to tell lie? Or, and I don't remember, let's say this, that, have we asked ourselves, by ourselves, that, how are you? To yourself. In the early morning, so when you wake up, tell to yourself that, how are you? Are you okay today? And say yes by yourself to yourself, that yes, alhamdulillah, that for example yesterday was this case, but today I'm better. And at the end of the time, at the end of the day, you say that, okay, how are you? And you say that, I'm fine, today it was good. And I mean by that spiritually. It's funny, yes, to say to yourself that, how are you? But these are the translation of the traditions that we have. That when you count yourself, when you calculate your all existence that you have, you see that, okay, this body is a very, very least of the existence that you have. It is nothing. It would be just a kind of instrument, because this body is changeable. This is not you that, for example, you were like that when one day baby. No, the cells and every aspects of the body changed. So this is a new thing, and it would be changed again and again. And after, inshallah, let's say 200 years, but anyhow, it would be finished. But this is the Islamic teaching and recommendation and message, that the main part of your existence is the internal one. So why we don't ask ourselves about ourselves, the real ourselves? Why we don't ask him? We don't use to that. So by this we transfer to this spiritual health and sickness. At least it's good to know about that, and maybe just as a remembrance to, okay, so it's possible to have a kind of asking how and talking about better, fine, okay, about all spiritual aspects of our life. Just in parentheses, I have to mention some of these points that when we are discussing in this line, there are some points that may be some question to you. For example, do we have right to ask, for example, people about their spiritual method of life? That, for example, in early morning, I ask my friend that, how are you spiritually? You know, this kind of discussion is not my main discussion. The discussion is about ourselves. Yes. Maybe we can be helper of each other. I can be helpful for my friend in a spiritual way, but it has its own specific way. It is not a right way to say that. Okay, because remember that, for example, in Islam we have amr bil ma'ruf, to ask people for good things and to forbid them from the bad things. These are the notions that we have. But here we are not talking about that. Just I take the example for the spiritual aspect. The thing is that in external life, we are talking about the way and the things that we can take examples from that to for internal aspects. So, if probably you have some questions regarding these points that I raised it up here, so you may ask it at the end of the class, but just to know that one point may have some different understanding of that, so please have consciousness about that. Okay, so we are talking about the spiritual health and sickness. The part or the aspect of our existence that is talking about spiritual health or sickness in the Quran or in traditions is al-qalb or heart. When you open the Quran, you see different words, verses of the Quran that it mentions the word al-qalb or the plural one al-qulub or sometimes fu'ad, the same meaning of that, fu'ad, or the plural af'ida, or sometimes sadr or wrist. These are the same, but the main is al-qalb or heart. You may find this word in different places of the Quran. That's the attributions that we see for this word in the Quran or in hadith. I mentioned some of the attributions here. Are these notions that we have it here? Perception. Sometimes the Quran says that people understand or perceive by their heart. We have also emotion. That, for example, this heart is frightened or maybe brave or like that. Belief. Okay, I have belief here twice. There's a mistake. So we have life and dead. These are two attributions that we have. The qalb is attributed to be a live heart or dead heart. Healthy or sick. Again, belief and unbelief. Bright and dark. That the heart can be so bright or can be dark. And the heart can be hard, not to accept, it's not flexible. So these are the attributions that we have it for al-qalb. This kind of attributions, the existence use of this kind of attributions that the heart in the Quran is almost equal to soul. It is, by the way, it's not just it's sure that it is not the physical heart. When we say that, okay, in the Quran says that this is the heart that accepts, for example, iman, belief, or kufr, unbelief, or maybe, for example, can understand, perceive something, so for sure it's not. It is just for circulation of blood. So for sure we are not talking about the physical one, but because this is the main part of bodily existence that we have, and the Quran talking to people, these usual people, that they have to understand from that. So the Quran uses the same word for that that main part of the existence, the external one. If you ask that why the Quran says al-qalb for soul or for example, or existence, and it is not the physical one, why the Quran uses that? Because the qalb, the heart, the bodily heart is the main part. And because of this, so it uses that. This is the reason. But by understanding different verses and understanding of traditions, the hadith that we have, we can use, say that the heart in the Quran is equal to the soul. There are some minor differences probably, but at least we can use that. Generally, we can say that the heart is the soul. That soul, this is the heart, that the soul that can perceive, have the emotion, is dead or alive, healthy or sick, and so on and so forth. Okay. So, we are talking about the healthy or sickness of the heart. It means that when we say that spiritually, health or sickness, it means that how this heart can be sick or healthy. And this is the main discussion that today we have it. That again, I raised the question that I had it before, that when I say, how are you? And remember that at the end of the last class, we said we talk about two notions, about muhasaba and muraqaba, to maybe I like to have one class to talk about this camera. And the reason for this camera is that this kind of camera is looking, having this responsibility for muraqaba, that they consider us every time, every second. Yes? And do we have any other camera? Maybe spiritual one? So the main word muhasaba, to be careful about your behavior, it means that every time there is a camera that recording from your behavior, and after that you can have the CD or you can have the VHS, for example, for your behavior to just again review it. Okay? So when we say how are you, we are talking about the healthy or sickness, the health or sickness of the heart. I brought you some of the verses of the Quran about this heart. These are just some of the verses, and you may inshallah have time later on to review all the places that we have the concept of al-qalb or this other words of that, and see that how is the attributions of that. This is chapter Shu'ara, chapter 26, the verse 88 and 89. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون. I hope you can read it from here. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. The day when neither wealth nor sons shall profit, except for him who comes to Allah with pure heart. Actually, here we have a problem with the translations. Different translations and different understanding. But the word Salim is like Salim, means by the first understanding, it means to be healthy. Here, pure, maybe I'm not so exact in the meaning of the English words to say that, okay, the pure means, does have this so obvious meaning of to be like healthy. Maybe because pure means not to have the, extra things in it, that. So it means that because we say pure when we mean this. But maybe the translator here mean that, okay, when the heart here had nothing from outside, so it means pure, so it means healthy. But anyhow, it means healthy here. This verse has two meanings together. First, it says that, okay, there would be a day that you need to your heart. Because it says that يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, the day when neither wealth and sons will profit you. So it means that, so you need something, looking for something to help you. What are these things? Are these like in this world wealth? I have money, okay, I'm okay, there is no problem. Whenever I have some problem, so I pay. But this is not the day, this is not the condition for that day. The here it says sons again, because the Arab atmosphere at that time, son was very, very important, because they just like as a wealth. So here it says that, okay, don't think that, for example, your children, your friend, your parent, no, none of them are useful for you. So you need to something. What is that? He says that it needs to yourself. Yourself is needed there to be helpful for yourself. And yourself is your heart, your soul. But this heart should be so strong, should be pure, should be healthy. Illa man atallaha, except those who come to God, who come to Allah, بقلبٍ, with heart, بقلبٍ, salim, with a pure, with a healthy. So the health heart, I wrote it here, is the winner. If you finish your time, and for sure all people, you know that even the prophet, even the imams, they leave this world, worldly affairs, they leave this worldly existence, they're gonna go to hereafter. Okay, so we will die. There's no question. But after that, this is alhamdulillah, or belief that, okay, we are relaxed that we have another atmosphere there, and we are going to make ourselves ready for that time. But we have to know that by this verse of the Quran, we need things to help us there, and this thing is ourselves, our heart. But this heart is helpful when it is healthy. Okay. But unfortunately, actually it is not unfortunate, because the way is clear, but this heart can be sick. Again, this is one verse of the Quran talking about the sickness of the heart. There are many, many other verses. I don't know if I have time to maybe recite for you some of the others, but in this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter Baqarah, the second chapter and the verse 10. In their hearts is a sickness, and Allah increased their sickness. في قلوبهم مرضون. There is a sickness in their heart. فزادهم الله مرضا. So, because of this sickness, that it makes them far from Allah, so Allah made the conditions to increase this kind of sickness. Actually, there is a question that how Allah increased the sickness? Is it Allah? So why is it fair like that? Maybe these are some questions that maybe take us far from our discussion here. But just shortly say that it means that people by their own behavior make those conditions that this is the very usual conclusion of their behavior, to have more and more sickness. But it is attributed to Allah, because all this behavior that we do is attributed to Him. When we do it, it means that Allah, so because He created the condition, He created us, and He created the power, and He created whatever we have it. But at the same time, we have the will, we can choose, and so by ourselves and by our behavior, by our intention, we can increase it or decrease it. But here it's attributed to Allah because of this that I told you. So في قلوبهم مرض, there is a sickness in their heart, فزادهم الله مرضا. Let me just have some of the other verses fast to. Okay, let, for example, here we have again chapter 9, verse 125, that وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ. And just I read the translation here. But as for those in whose hearts is disease, it only added wickedness to their wickedness, and they die while they are disbelievers. Or it says that, and when the hypocrites, munafiqun, and those in whose heart is disease, were saying, Allah and His Messenger promised us not but delusion. Again, says that, فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَى أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرَةٌ. And you see those in whose heart is a disease race toward them, saying, we fear lest a change of fortune befall us. These are some of the verses that this sickness attributed to munafiqun and to those who are far from Allah. And at the same time, it says that when you have this kind of sickness, so probably you are preparing the condition to have more and more sickness. So heart can be sick. It is not so strange to say that spiritually, how are you? And you say that, no, today I'm sick. I have a little bit problem. I feel bad. And it means that by your heart, it means that you feel that if you were, for example, one degree behind, far from Allah, you did something, and practically, this is the main question probably that you have, practically it is very clear, if sometimes you see that, for example, this day, you are doing, or you maybe you did something that is not acceptable in Islamic way, and you know that Allah is not satisfied with that. So if your heart has this kind of feeling, be glad that Alhamdulillah I have this feeling, but this feeling is a preparing this condition that, okay, so it means that I have a little bit sickness, I have a problem, I have to cure it, I have to worry about that. Okay, heart can be blind. This is one kind of sickness that we have it. Hajj, and verse 10. What? Have they not journeyed in the land so that they have hearts to understand with, or ears to hear with? It is not the eyes, I mean this part of the verse, it is not the eyes, the physical eyes, that are blind, but blind are the hearts within the breast. Honestly, if we see a person, God forbid, who is blind, and if we see, for example, let's say a kafir, a munafiq, that surely is far from Allah. What is our reaction toward those people? Let's have, for example, here. Okay, finish this if you want to write the translation here. Mostly I mean the last part. It is not the eyes that are blind, but blind are the hearts within the bodies. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ الْأَبْصَار, plural of basar, means eyes. ولكن, but, تَعْمَ, تَعْمَ, here is in blindness. ولكن تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبِ, hearts, الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ, those hearts that are in the breast. Again, it is a just kind of relation between physical and spiritual example, that the heart that are in breast is physically true. Again, the Quran uses for that. But for sure, it is here. You know, it's very clear that how can the heart can be blind? This physical one is not the matter of blindness to say that the heart is blind or no. Okay, I'm asking you that. When you see two people, the first one is blind physically, let's say, for example, even a mu'min, and the other person is a person, we know that, for example, he's kafir, he's munafiq, or whatever. So what is our reaction? Why I'm asking, I'm not asking like in this way, that have let's just suppose a mother, and mother has two, for example, sons, two children, and if one of them is not physically okay, let's say blind, and the other one is so far from those beliefs that she has, what is our reaction to that? As a mother, for example, how can I react to that? The thing that make me anxious more and more is the physical one. And this is the reason that the Prophet is so worried for people, not physically, because he understands that what is the problem, the real problem for people. It is not important. Yes, it is important. Physical aspect is important. We have to be careful about ourselves. We have to improve our physical power, physical healthy and whatever. But the thing is that at least we have to have some thinking at the same probably level for the other aspect. Okay? Heart can be dark. Darkness here means just not to have it that brightness to understand and to perceive and to... And there is a very beautiful tradition that whenever, probably you heard before, that your heart is so bright. When you come to the field of obligation, taklif, so your heart is ready, is bright. But whenever you do a sin, so you have a spot there, a dark spot there, and if you remove it as soon as possible, so is okay. So there is a way for that. For example, tawbah, to say, ask Allah to excuse me. But if you don't, and you do the second one, and the third one, telling lie, I don't know, whatever, not to do your necessary obligation and your worshipping, not to help people, whatever, that we have a different things that we are sure that are these are not the things that Allah satisfies with that, or we are sure that we have to eat but we forget it. So this is the way that we are going, see? And this heart is darkened and darker. And when this happens, this is the tradition that it says that at the end of that, when this happens, the owner of such heart will never return towards goodness. and become manifestation of this Quranic verse, should I transfer to another slide? When this happens, the owner of such heart will never return toward goodness and become manifestation of this Quranic verse that says, "No, indeed, but that they were earning has rested upon their hearts." What they were earning, what they earned, this is that is rested upon their hearts. This heart is now dark because of our behavior. Kalla, bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksabun. Yes. I can hear. Do you mean the previous slide? Okay. I'm fast a little bit because of the shortage of time, and they tell me that the time is over. So this heart is a blessing from God to us, and we have to be careful about that. Like a present to you, that you have to be careful about that. Every time you have to clean it. Like if you have it from your friend on your table in your room, okay, and this is the blessing of God, of Allah. So you have to kill it every time. At least not to be, don't let it to be, for example, dusty. So, if you do it, if you don't be careful about that, and this happens, so you, the Quran says that, or the Hadith says that, this person by this heart will never come back toward goodness. And this is the meaning that the heart can be hard. That sometimes, alhamdulillah, you are at the very earlier times of your life and your taklif, and so you just started. But we have to be careful that if we let our heart to be dark, so we have to wait that this heart